Okay, so
the question was, how can we prepare ourselves during the day so that the morning lesson will be effective in the full sense of the word? Let's start from the end. I have to come to the lesson as if it is a place where I'm getting treated, without which I'm dead. Like those whose kidneys malfunction, and it's called dialysis or something like that, or people with or diabetic people who cannot who lose become unconscious without their insulin. It doesn't matter, a person or a suffocating person who can't breathe. Just imagine what our body can demand that is necessary for it to exist. That's the bottom line. Necessary for existence. In other words, balance, how should I put it, the most vital things for our existence. That should be my inner feeling before I come to the lesson. So it doesn't matter how I study, where I study. Perhaps I'm not. I hardly listen to the lesson because I'm constantly disturbed with the question of, is it benefiting me or not? Is it fulfilling what it should? Am I getting better because of it or not? But then, the effectiveness is maximized. And we can work on that desire only indirectly, because we cannot change our desires. I'm not the owner of my own heart. Only through the environment, as Baal HaSulam says, is the only free choice. Through the environment, which are the books and the group, can I make my heart feel a need to something that the books or the environment, the group, bring me, elicit to me, dispense to me? In other words, all the 21 hours besides these 3 hours in the morning, I have to be concerned with the question, do I realize that I'm critically ill? Terminally ill. Yes? So I start from the end. If I don't have that kind of demand during the study, it is not considered studying Torah. Because Torah means I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice, where the light in it reforms. So our entire work is only on the need with which to come to the lesson. Other than that, nothing depends on me, only preparing the need. To come so desperately here, like a sick person who runs to his last hope, on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to feel confident. Yes, we, as if I just heard it on the radio, that this is it. Within a few days, I'm going to die, but he heard it now on the radio, that a cure has been found. You understand? So, that's how we have to relate to what is before us. To those means at our disposal. Other than that, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Just like Rabash always used to say, where is that pharmacy where I, before the medicine, can buy the need for it. In the pharmacy, they don't sell you the need, they sell you the medicine. So we have the origin of the light that reforms, but it operates on us according to our desire. I can't just sit in front of the book, and of course I'm not corrected inside. I'm a wild ass's man is born, of course is born a man. But I have no evil inclination. I'm not a wild ass if I don't realize I am that. If I don't determine what my sickness is, my own diagnosis, that has to match that precise cure, which is the Torah. So, our entire work is only to prepare the need for correction. That's it. It's as we say, there's plenty of light, it's an eternal rest. The kelim, the receptacles, in their desire to change, they operate the influence of the light on them. That's it. So what do we do during the 21 hours besides the 3 hours of the morning lesson? That's our work. There's no list of ideas, there's no statute, there's no order and instructions. There are general tips of Kabbalists, but here one must look. In one search, he builds his own desire, his own need. So, whatsoever thy hand attaineth to do by thy strength, that do. And before you give your full amount of effort to disclose and create the desire, the light will not operate on you in the full force that should correct you. The force that is sufficient to correct you, to take you across the Machzon. The need prepared before the lesson is, well, consists of two parts. Lower your head, put down your head. It bothers me. I explain, and you all be quiet. Now, the need, the kli, consists of two parts. Reshimo de itlapshut and reshimo de oviut. For us, it is expressed in two phenomena. The first phenomenon, I don't have it, I need it, I'm just burning. I can't even express it. On the one hand, that's the reshimo de kli. The reshimo from the light, I am certain that the Creator wants my correction. And I have a source of energy that will correct me the minute I want it. So the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of this force, of this certain salvation, provided my kli appears, my desire appears. This altogether is called Reshimo de Itlapshut and Reshimo de Oviut. It will seemingly like Reshimo de Itlapshut and Reshimo de Oviut. Where all in all, this is the desire that we, that with which we come to the study. So I have to work on two opposite things during the remaining hours besides the lesson. On the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal, on the effectiveness of this light that corrects me. So spirituality has to be great in every kind of manifestation that I can think of, but aimed at me, not just great, you know, abstract. That there is certainly a cure and everything, that's on the one hand, that's the greatness of the Creator. On the other hand, my own situation, how desperate I am, how defected I am in my ego and everything. These things, we can't just say them to ourselves and be impressed with it. We can either get it from the books, this impression, and it is most powerful when it comes from the group. Both books and the group are the only means that one can use to impact his own desire to elicit the light of the Torah that reforms, meaning it's the only means that one has to accelerate one's development from in time to I will hasten it. This is our only free choice. And thus we should arrange our schedule. Listen a little bit, read a little bit, be with your friends a little bit. In other words, besides the 3 hours of the study, you have to be like in a system of self-preparation. So it's not just free time and you connect only during the study. But you have to think, be concerned with how you prepare yourself for the study. And here you have to have meals and gatherings and all kinds of actions, operations, maybe songs. It doesn't matter what. As long as each and every one will add his own tip to the general kli, to the kvutza, to the group, what he thinks is most effective. In that, we will find a way. And if we don't find it, it doesn't matter if we don't find it, but we'll be engaging in the single most important thing, in the search for the need for the Creator. And the results, we don't know how we suddenly get this desire or through what. We can work in some area and receive elation and some other place and some other time. Because the lights operate on the kelim and rock the kelim, the vessels. So what we do, we must do in that. In other words, there cannot be routine in our life. Seeking additional desires is in fact our work. That's for us to do. Everything else is ready and just waits for us. You will not be permitted into the king's treasure if you don't have a cup in your hand. So they'll let you in once, twice, a third time, this way. But you have to have a kli in your hand. What kli? A certain amount. A certain amount that is right for your soul for the first, your first spiritual degree. That's how it is. From here, we have to start and see. We have to start seeing which actions can be the most effective for us during the day. So that we really do come alert to the lesson, ready for treatment, for correction. The most important is before going to sleep. 15 minutes, half an hour, as much time as you have, even 5 minutes before you go to bed, before you fall asleep. I can't say how long. Sometimes two sentences are enough, or two words, and that's enough to fall asleep with, and it's as if throughout the night you continue with it and you get up with it in the morning. Well, in the morning for us it's 2:30 in the morning, before the lesson. Sometimes maybe you have to read for 20 minutes. Sometimes you have to listen to a tune. It doesn't matter what. You have to find for yourselves at night an awakening with which you will get up in the morning. Just like we learn in Talmud Sefirot, there has to be, it's called Kriyat Shema on the bed. A certain prayer on the bed. Without it, you don't get up. You don't go through the shifts, through the parts of the night. You won't have the energy to go through the darkness of the night. And then, when you get up, you are prepared to continue. Extend that awakening. One is forbidden to rise. Forbidden meaning it's impossible for anyone to. You should not agree to get up in the morning. In the morning meaning before the lesson, with your heart and mind empty. If you feel emptiness inside, it's a sign you did not prepare yourselves before you went to bed. There's nothing else. It's certain. I can watch news before I go to bed. It doesn't matter. And with Rabash too, he always used to listen to the news. But after the news, read some Shamati or something and then went to sleep. It was impossible for him to go to sleep. Yes, I went to sleep with him many times. In trips that we went together, in hospitals we slept one next to the other. So this person never went to sleep without opening normally the articles of Shamati in his notebook. And during the day, he always had in his pocket either psalms. I had it in my car too, always. Either psalms or letters of Bala Sulam. He would just open, read something, and that was enough for him to sustain his thoughts and work for him. It was a different kind of thought and work than for us. So to take it on for some time and then again, and then again. I think there is no such work in our world that a person cannot look at something for 1 minute in an hour. Although afterwards, because our work, let's say it's a computer programming or something else that you have to activate your mind in it, so you cannot be in it. It doesn't matter, but you wanted to do it. You know that you cannot do it in another way. These are the conditions. So this minute is enough. The rest is not up to you. But you know that once an hour you have to yes, connect, so to speak, to the origin. Through that preparation for the lesson, that preparation for the lesson has to guide all your talks, your articles that you read, your conference calls, everything you do at night here. Everything has to stem only from that goal to come with a great desire before the lesson. It doesn't have to be an open discussion, yes? It's enough if it's there inside somehow. But it has to influence you. There has to be an impact on you. You know, we can listen to speeches for 10 hours and we don't listen to them. They just go over our heads. And we can also listen for 20 minutes or for an hour or something, and a single word clicks in us and makes its impact. So you have to look. You don't have to come up with good results. The labor is on you. The finding is on Him, the Creator. That's it. Yes. I can't hear his question. I put something at night, a lesson or something, when I sleep. So which is better, to read or to leave it on during the night? I don't know. Some people use that technique of listening to lessons during sleep. I don't know. I don't think it's good. I don't know, I have nothing to say about that. I don't think the mind rests this way. I don't think that the technical things that you hear at night, through your dreams, through your sleep, are the same things that your heart needs. In fact, you hear information. Yes, knowledge, but not the elation, the sensations, the emotional stuff, because your senses are disconnected. So you hear it in your ear and it's recorded in your mind. This way you can remember many things. People prepare themselves for tests this way and so on. But it doesn't work on your heart, because your desire, what is sleep? It's a fraction of death, yes? It's when your will to receive is closed. It's sort of, it dies in this manner. So I don't think it works. I never used it, although I know about these techniques. I don't think it can awaken a person. Besides, I'm not sure how healthy you get up and alert. If I could give myself an IV during sleep, that would give me more and more desires. But for that, you have to be awake. You have to want it. The desire is not a tape recorder or sleep. These are all still things, inanimate. Yes. That's a question in Russian, so you'll excuse me. Which writings are more effective? Which texts are more effective? I think you should look for them. I don't know, collect them in a little notebook or something that says, you know, like wake-up texts. Like a collection of wake-up texts. And, you know, use them in different manners every time. Some pieces are that in some pieces everyone is affected. Everyone are affected by them, where Bala Sulam puts his force in them. Some pieces are seemingly intellectual. Right now I just talked about Rishimod Ditlapshut and Rishimod Davyut. So people perceive it more as having to talk about the Kli, their own meanness, and the light, the greatness of the Creator. It's perceived, yes? There are two parts. I see Rishimod Ditlapshut, Rishimod Davyut, Dalet Gimel. This is from the light, this is from the Kli. So a person can get it. So sometimes it's good to use this manner in trying to awaken yourself. We are awakened both through the mind and through the heart. The intellect can awaken things. It can introduce things, present them in a way that the heart finds it easier. It says, oh, so that's why it is. And then it becomes awakened. Because these two systems operate together. So I don't have the right pieces that I would say these and this and this and that. I have them for myself. Throughout my life, that's how they connected to me, either because I discussed them with my teacher, with my Rav. So I also remember them. I also felt them through him. So that gives me impression. That impresses me. I can't pass it on to you. It works completely different than what you need. But look. The result will not come by finding. It will come by as much as you want to find, by how much you want to find. You labor and find. That's our problem. Don't take these things materialistically. I found it, that's it. No, the laboring, that's what's important. The exertion. Yes. When we are sent these pieces and we all read them together, is that better, or should we read them for ourselves? I don't know. I think that during the day you should get together and read something, but everyone must prepare for this meeting in a special way too, like for a lesson. Yes, in this meeting now you're going to be impressed with the entire Kli, where everyone wants to be impressed and awaken these Rishimot. You understand? It's a group treatment that you're taking on yourself, preparing yourself for the lesson at night. So should you do it during the day, or should you do it for everyone before you go to bed? It's a question, but if during the day I do it, you know, in hiding in my work when I'm afraid, it's not effective. These, do it 5 minutes, not more than that. But these 5 minutes must be in a situation where before that one thinks for a few minutes and knows that this is a very, very special time. Besides these 5 minutes, when I'm connected to the group, actually, during the day, there is no other time. So it has to be, maybe during the day or at night before going to sleep, because there is no other group activity every day. The lesson is not in words. Everyone's quiet. It's only in the heart, the attraction in the heart. We'll talk about the lesson afterwards. Now we're talking about the preparation for the lesson. So the talk or the article, the section you read during the day in your conference calls, you have to prepare for it specifically, understanding that it is a chance, an opportunity to connect and get the desires of all the other people, the thoughts about who I am and who the Creator is, Rishimodit Lapsut and Rishimodavyut, and thus relate to it. If you start it, I'm willing to connect to these conference calls every day. That's it. The rest is according to how much time one has. Either he comes here and works or does something, I don't know. You circulate something at night, or I don't know. If we are worthy and live in our own place, then we'll have a little meal before we go to bed together. It's very effective, very effective. After the meal, everyone goes home and go to bed. You won't even have to open a book. From this meal, if you go straight to bed, you extend your elation and it works. What? Are you suggesting that we go back to the other to the old thing we did, that we read an article together during the day? I know that you get together during the day, but I don't know what you do. Gilad says we listen to something from the morning lesson and then read news from the World Kli. It doesn't matter what you say or what you hear. What matters is how you prepare yourself to what happens. Because words, as Rabbah says about the first Kabbalists, the words can be completely superficial about news, a lecture here, or a lesson there. It doesn't matter. What matters is inside. Is the heart burning? Are you preparing the desire? If not, and you can't, then you have to talk about it openly. If we enjoy that preparation, is that a problem? There's no prohibition on enjoying the preparation and the group and the study and the meals. On the contrary, you should want it. Is it possible to play music during the day or play something during the day? Is it better to listen to a lesson or music or what? I don't think if you keep playing the lessons next to your ear all day long will give you much benefit. We need to think. We need to be with ourselves a little bit. We need some inner space to arrange things inside. Playing the tape all through the day, playing lessons and talks, tons of bites of information will run through you, but you won't be impressed with it. You won't be able to process it in such a way that it will affect you. No. There's a reason why we need to engage in this life, in this material life, family, kids, work, wife, boss, stores, banks, all these things that we around us. Through it, we have to take our desire. It's like going through places during the day, and your desire is along with you, although you go through these places. You go into a store, you go to work, you go back to your family, you go into the bank, you go into another place. And you follow along with your desire, although these places operate on you, confuse you, present obstructions to you, but you go through them with your desire. That strengthens you. It builds your kli. And if you go to some desolate place where these things will not operate on you, then you won't prepare yourself for spirituality at all. That's what those who use these Eastern teachings do. So what do they have? Yes. Is any method that improves, enhances your desire good? If there are thoughts that I think are even criminal thoughts, is that also good? The only thing that develops the desire is either books or group. That's the environment. That environment that has a kli and a spiritual potential that is greater than what I have. The small can be impressed with the great, from the great. What can be greater than me? If I'm disrespectful, nothing is great in my eyes. But if I want to be impressed with something, and that impression will bring me a desire for spirituality, then it's either spiritual books or a spiritual environment, society. Where else will I find something that has a spiritual potential from which I can be impressed? Where else besides books and the group? You tell me. Go ahead. A creator, yes, all right. A teacher, all right. Teacher. I don't care about that. I know that. Don't worry about the creator. He'll be fine. I trust him. Yes. How should this desire be expressed? You said there are two ways. Kli d'itlabshut and my confidence in the light in my situation. How do I balance the two? Should I be half the time in this, half the time in that, while knowing how corrupted I am, and at the same time thinking about how the light can correct me? What should be the ratio between those two things? The greater the greatness of the Creator, and the lower you, the more you feel yourself needing this treatment, the gap, the difference between them, from the light and the kli, the greater the gap, the tension between them, that's the size of your kli. That's Rosh Hashanah from Keter, and the other is Rosh Hashanah from Malchut. Yes. No? Nuchayim. The one who works on Rosh Hashanah d'Itlabshut cannot influence the light. He always fixed. He also develops his kli. He works on his view too. Yes. How do we use everything we do? The translation, working in our factory here. How do we use all that? There are works that are connected to actual circulation, and then one can use them even more correctly in preparing his desire. If I prepare something for the group, for the society, that the entire society needs what I'm preparing. So, of course, if I put just a little bit of thought in it, that I do it for my friends, so that the entire society will grow, and that will impress me more correctly, more strongly afterwards. And with that demand for correction greater demand of for correction. I will come afterwards to the lesson. So that's where I begin the chain, the sequence. But at the end of the way, there has to be a demand for the greatness of the Creator to discover the recognition of evil itself and for the light that reforms. Out of this Oshimo. So what exactly I do in society is not important. If you can bring this sequence into it, you understand? Bring it to the end of this way, during the lesson, then you've succeeded. All right, Moshe, last one. Moshe. How do we connect the Elvut to it? Does the Elvut mean that I have to run around all day and look for that desire, or is it my concern for others? Where is the mutual responsibility here? When we talk about Elvut, mutual responsibility, we talk about us being together in the same process, the same evolution, dependent on each other. Because if we are not all concerned with our kli, what is our kli? Our general elation, our general reshimo from the greatness of the Creator, and our general reshimo on the recognition of self-recognition of evil, so that it'll be great in the general kli, in the common kli. We will not be able to draw from there our own individual desires to demand through that kli the light that reforms. Why through that kli? As we have said, if I talk about the correction of a disease, the nature of this disease is ego, the ego that is harmful, that is the deadly ego. So it is naturally obvious that my prayer goes through the group, the society. Because I look, what does it mean, reforms? The force of bestowal, the exit from the self. So I have to use the force of the group, of society, and its common lishimo, its impression from the greatness of the Creator, and its our general recognition of evil, our collective recognition of evil. It's if a person goes into that common plate, and from within it we cry. If we don't cry from there, it is not considered drawing the light that reforms. There's a selfish interest in that, for self, for myself. If I cry for asking for bestowal, then it has to be from within the group. Now, there's a question here. What does it mean, I cry for bestowal? I'm in lo lishma. But in this lo lishma, I realize clearly that there cannot be salvation, help from above, but only provided it is as one man and one heart. There has to be a willingness for it, some kind of willingness. The correction will come afterwards. Of course, it doesn't happen now. The correction of as one man and one heart will come later on in the last degree. In the eternal love, where we will all suffer for everybody else and then we'll be rewarded for everybody else. But right now, I have to have some kind of willingness for it, like a general preparation of the society. the preliminary condition, it is the preliminary condition that is actually applied only at the end of the way, because only then is the leva even, the stony heart, corrected. And now, news.